It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's
Champ is here.
Vinrock.
Vince. The champ is here.
Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, good to be back from sunny Melbourne.
Woo.
Not really. It's freaking freezing. Ever told you how much I hate winter?
Every week.
Oh, I just want
it. Since episode 2.
Just everyone's getting sick and it's cold and miserable and you can't go out and do anything.
You're so whingy in the winter.
Sucks. Wait till I get sick.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait till I get the flu or something.
Just got better. What are you talking about?
I'll get something else. Like a chest infection or something.
Oh, talking about chest infections, there were some real heart stoppers this week in the NBA. Did it just feel like buzzer beater after buzzer beater?
I've got to tell you something. I'm really enjoying these playoffs this year. Like, I enjoy them every year, but this year there's just...
I'm really enjoying the second round.
It's excitement. And I think for me, knowing too, there's going to be a fresh champion. And
yeah. We should get into it.
We should.
A theme you're going to hear a lot tonight is series tied.
not locked in.
Locked in, series tied. Let's kick it off in the Eastern Conference. Crucial game today. Washington versus Atlanta.
You keep saying crucial game, I'm going to hit that.
Through the speakers. Crucial game. Washington, Atlanta. Series tied, 2 apiece. Big win for the Hawks today, Vince.
And I think Paul Millsap sums it up the best. Finally played the way they wanted to play, like they played all through the season, played like a number one seed. And on the other hand, Washington really missing John Wall in this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, game three and Millsap was a bit under the weather, a bit crook, you know, he had his sick game, but no excuse, no Wall. Wall out of the series from all reports with his wrist. Devastating. I mean, just on a quick pause, I don't even know where they stand, even if they get past Atlanta. But the game three loss to Washington for me was a little bit unexcusable. Jeff Green. Wow, I'll get to him later. Jeff Teague, rather. Something with the Jeffs, I don't know. Jeff Teague, man, he really needs to expose that point guard matchup. I mean, no disrespect to Sessions, but, you know, he's on a different tier.
Totally agree, and he pretty much did that today.
He played really well, but I think it was more the points in the paint with the Hawks. I mean, we know they're so good from outside, but they can't rely on that. They can't expect the wins to be given. Yes, they've had a great regular season, fantastic, but nothing's given this playoff series, and they really need to. I feel like they really need to beat Washington because they really need to shake that gray area that they've been swimming in for the past 15 years.
I think they've gotten very lucky, the fact that Wall's injured, because I think if Wall was playing this series, I think they'd lose. I think Atlanta loses.
I think they'll lose today.
Yeah. I mean, geez, it was only 5 points, but it could have sucked for Washington, doesn't it? I mean, they're looking so good, playing good ball at the right time of the year. Breaks his hand.
I'll give them credit. They haven't dropped their heads because Wall's out, though.
No, well, you still got to compete. I mean, everyone thought they sort of checked out on Whitman, but... they're playing hard, man. They want it. You lose your number one guy, it's going to make life tougher.
It's funny, right? This whole playoff series, we're really... I don't know about you, but I feel like I've seen the whole other side with Whitman. Of course, he came out and defended John Wall when there were reports through the week saying that Wall had a bit of a run-in with the team doctors and whatnot, and he came out and blasted the media for it. I really like his strategy. He came out in that game three and said that the guy who needs to lead the team in assists tonight is Bradley Beal.
And did it beautifully.
Answered the call. And tough loss for Washington today, but my God, Beal's just a future star. If that kid can stay healthy, he was everywhere today.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. He's got star written all over him. One thing I like about the Whitman thing, the fiery sampler.
The chili sampler.
These players would see that and go, this guy's going into bat for our leader, for us. He'd go into bat for us. It couldn't have hurt, you know?
No, not at all. Probably perfect timing, actually, really.
Do you think he saved his job?
I think he has. I really do. I mean, like you just said, you know, not 2 minutes ago, Wall in this series and you'd got him pinned for the win.
The fact that they've lost Wall, they're still super competitive, like 5-point loss today. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of...
You're coming around, aren't you?
I'm a little bit... he's still a shit coach, don't get me wrong. He's a career assistant.
He's still the sampler, but...
But I don't know, I like the fact that he came out and fired off a few shots at the reporters and that.
He didn't hold back. If looks could kill...
Oh, dude.
And they kept...
That's where Melton...
They kept... they kept firing the question at him. Next question!
Yeah, he's like, whoa. You brought it up. Next question.
Whoa. Yikes.
Like, go the sampler. One final question.
Sure.
Would you start Will Bynum over Sessions?
No.
Really? See, I would.
See, I look at more in that Nate Robinson role, that spark plug off the bench. He's not a true point guard, but he can fill it up. He can cause a lot of trouble, but I'd be bringing him off the bench.
Fair enough.
Need
a little more from Porter today too, but that's all right. He's showing a bit Porter.
Porter's been. Well, we saw the early signs with him, I think, this season. Yep. You know, I didn't think he'd have such a big effect on this series, but he's been playing great, especially that game. I keep coming back to that game 3. It was such a good game, but a little bit bittersweet that game because obviously I backed the Hawks to win this series and it was so close. And then I was literally at work for all of you who missed my updates on the Facebook page. I checked the score and was like, checked the highlights and was like, God damn you, Paul Pierce. I can't hate on you.
How good was it?
Paul Pierce, man.
How good was it when the reporter goes, did you call bank? I called game.
Game?
Like,
awesome. I'd say,
this playoffs has got everything, man. It's got everything, this playoffs.
Paul Pierce is so infamous to me right now. Like, he's just on another level. Like, he was already, like, his Boston days, he was already legendary status with me. I love Paul Pierce in Kansas. I mean, and now he's just hit this whole other level. Like, it's just, I was saying on Facebook not so long ago, it's just, what a shame those wasted seasons in Brooklyn. Do you know what I mean? He could have been really helping a contender.
Yeah. And look, this is perfect what you want from him today. I mean, he didn't play a lot of minutes. I mean, 33.
Yeah.
Dropped 22.
Had a good look. Had a good look today as well. Probably a little too open, but...
Terry Teagle.
Carroll surprised me a little bit. I mean, yeah, I know he... that game 3, that shot... Well, he didn't refuse to come back in the game, but he didn't want back in the game to guard Paul Pierce.
Oh, really?
Because he had sat for a while. Basically, I don't know for everyone out there who missed that game by some weird chance, the Hawks bench actually brought him back. Went on like something insane, like a 20-point run. Brought him right back in that game. Carroll had been sitting during that time because coach had benched basically the starters. That on that play, he should have went back in, but he felt like his body wasn't right and, you know, didn't want to be a bit stale and hurt the team. Hindsight.
He's got a hip pointer.
Yeah, I think that was from today's game. So that was from game 4, not the 3.
Didn't aggravate it the game before.
No. I think off a screen, I think, in today's game. But I don't know. In one stance, I can kind of understand it. But in another, I'm kind of like, this is the playoffs. It's like, this is the time where you don't worry about that stuff. You don't worry about how long you've been sitting for. Like, I don't know. It's the time of year where heroes are made.
Yeah, you got to suck it up.
You got to answer call, right? Like,
answer the bell.
I was a little bit disappointed, but yeah, I don't know. It didn't sit right with me. You know, I understood it, but didn't sit right.
He's going to pay for this from you for years, isn't he?
Well, no, because I like him. I like what he's good, what he's done. I think he's going to get.
That's right. You like him.
Well, right. He's going to get paid. You know, he's had a great year. I still think he's, you know, most improved by a long shot. But hey, it is what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was looking last few games and he's dropping 24s and 25s.
Throwing the rebounds,
damn, where's this tomorrow?
Right? He's killing it. He's having a great year. Great year.
Who's Mike Muscala?
We don't talk about him.
It's a massive three. It's like,
oh, boy.
Shit, if he's getting
Sirius tied at 2 apiece, Vince. Everything considered, you still holding strong with the Wizards?
Look, I'm going to... you can't with all out. You can't. I mean, I'd love to see it. The sample has just impressed me. Not that he's caging, but his fiery nature. I'm going to have to stay to go the Hawks, unfortunately.
I'm going to stick with the Hawks. I think today's game especially, they kind of turned a little bit of a corner. I mean, I think they finally figured it out that they're not going to win this game from outside.
Yep.
You know, their outside shot's going to be there, but they're going to win it by all their work in the paint. Points in the paint's going to win this series for them. And Horford's been great. A little bit of a scare of his knee the other night, but, I mean, looks like Millsap's back in the fold and Teague just needs to keep answering the call.
Agree with you, mate. When you got Horford and Millsap and even Mike Scott, even though he didn't play today, punish him inside as much as you can. I totally agree. Just punish him inside.
Plus, Washington lose a little bit of points with me after Wall's outfit today.
Who called him out on Twitter over there?
J.R. Smith.
There you go.
Look, I'm usually the first to call J.R. Smith a brain fart, but no, I think he's right on this one.
Hang on a minute. J.R. Smith shouldn't be...
He shouldn't be talking at all, but still.
No, seen what he's posted on Twitter. I thought NBA players could do a bit better than that.
I thought they could afford good suits.
Yeah, I thought NBA players could afford good lookers, but anyway, J.R. Smith, allegedly.
Cleveland versus Chicago, series tied 2-2. Wow. LeBron answers Derrick Rose's game winner with one of his own. This series, I can't see it finishing anything short of 7 games.
Look, mate, that's exactly my thoughts. And watching James hit that game winner just made me just want to throw up a bit.
A little bit of upchuck in the mouth.
Oh, here come all the fans. Like, you notice in game 3, mm-hmm. he missed this layup with probably about 10 seconds left, which he should have made.
Yeah.
You don't hear him then, do you? You don't hear him. They're gone all silent, these ex-Miami Heat fans who have now gone to Cleveland. And then he hits a game winner, and it's like, oh, he's equaled Michael Jordan, you know, with 3. And it's like, you know what? MJ's 6-0 in the finals. That's the only number you got to worry about. But anywho, they get him his big pal. Mozgov is killing it.
I was going to say, the Gasol injury, man, that's devastating for him right now.
Yeah, man, and I don't know how quick that hamstring's going to heal at 34 years of age.
I'm thinking at least 3 games.
Yeah, well, he's definitely out.
If it's
tomorrow they're playing.
If it's bad, out. I mean, look, it took Chris Paul a few games to get back. And...
Yeah, well, he missed 2. He's out tomorrow, so it doesn't really matter. But do you reckon they've been using him enough?
Using him enough, yes. Utilising him, no. And yeah. I brought it up in the Bucks series, and I feel like that series could have been over a lot quicker, but they weren't feeding Gasol the ball. And I don't know, you've got to run some stuff through him because he's such a good passer, he's such a good soft touch on him, and he's a worker, do you know what I mean? Like, he's Gonzo face and all, he's just...
Hey,
I'm just saying. But seriously...
He's got more rings than Ennis.
Oh, look, I said it in the Bucks series, man. I think this would be the series definitely where they just won't get away with it. You know, they could afford to get it and just got by the Bucks, by the way. Like, I don't know, it's tough because, you know, obviously Cleveland now know Kevin Love, Irving's playing with injuries. This is a tough series, man. This is just going to go the wire. I'm still banking that Cleveland come out on the other end, but Chicago going to give them a run for their money, that's for sure.
I'm not going for Cleveland. It's Bulls all the way for me.
I know. It feels weird because I'm back in Cleveland this year and I never back Cleveland. I feel a little bit dirty. I might go have an Ace Ventura shower wash after this, but...
I'm so dirty. Tristan Thompson, man. We got to talk about Tristan Thompson. Do you know I'm a pretty big fan of Tomo?
Yeah. He's good, man. And the kid's good.
I said to Dan May the other day, sometimes he reminds me a little bit of Otis Thorpe. Just not all the time. Just some of the things he does around the hoop and some rebounds. And he hasn't got the meat hooks that Thorpe had. But he's I've always said this. I've said this to Joey and you. I would have been happy if I'm a Cavs fan, them not getting Kevin Love and starting Thompson next to.
We were talking about that at the start of the season, actually. I'm pretty sure. Because we were like, what happens with Tristan Thompson? Like, do they trade him now? And I think we even touched on it last show. It's like, it's that whole thing. It's like, yes, they have no Kevin Love, and that takes away that outside threat. But Thompson and Mozgov, I mean, they're just going to chew the rebounds up.
And Thompson, he was bothering shots too. Like, he wasn't blocking shots. Like, he blocked a couple, but he was bothering some guys around the hoop.
The thing I like about Thompson is it's not great. It's not like, but it's above average is his post game. He's got a decent back to the basket game. And that gives Cleveland some options. I mean, he's not the passer yet that he should be out of that, but that'll come in time. You know, he's still pretty young. I'm still amazed that this kid's changed his shooting hands, though. I think that's just unheard of. But I know Cleveland still have options, man. I'm waiting for a Mike Miller breakout, though, I've got to say.
Oh, that's not happening. It's
one of those annoying things that happens. It's just, old Thumbs Miller is going to come through in the clutch. You know this.
I think he... I think he's done, mate. I think he had his good couple of playoff games in Miami, and that's it.
If he comes out and bombs like 5 3-pointers,
I'm going for a tryout. Seriously,
I want you to do some push-ups.
That's not happening. But how do you let Kendrick Perkins get 2 points? There's the game right there. You cost yourself. I'll tell you what, Mozgov, man, what a pickup.
Oh, he's been great.
And they only gave up like a couple of second rounders for him, didn't they?
He's been a massive difference maker for them ever since he came across. But
and you can tell LeBron, I think, really likes the way he plays. Now Kyrie Irving, he's got the foot and the knee issue, correct?
Yeah, I believe the knee issue's got really bother him.
Yeah, because he turned into a little bit of a spot-up shooter in the last game where Rose hit the game winner.
Yeah. There's one thing I like about it, though. It slowed him up. And I mean that in a good way, because I think one of my, biggest hits on Kyrie this season has been he's doing way too much with the ball. The injury has actually stopped him from doing that. He's actually playing a lot smarter basketball right now. You know, he's not trying to cross his man over 3 times.
No, but that's up to Blatt to try and rein him in a bit. Yeah, that'll kick him in the knee every week. But... Blatt's got to rein him in somehow, but yeah, they need him at full health, full fitness if they're going to advance to win the NBA Finals.
What do you think of Bulls? What do you think the odds of winning this series?
I think they're good, man. Even with Gasol missing next game, I really like Taj Gibson. I think they need a little bit more from the bench. I think Heinrich needs to contribute a bit more. Aaron Brooks gives me the absolute irrits. But again, he's a guy who can drop 15 in a quarter.
Yeah. Rose is looking fantastic.
Rose looks really good.
Oh, that twisting layup he had the other day. My goodness.
Yeah, he's got to be gaining confidence now. So I think it's a really good chance they could do it. And I think they will. I'm still sticking with him in 7.
I'm a little bit worried that Noah's not going to get out of Cleveland alive, but...
Oh, don't you love... Don't you
but I just love it.
He just gives it to LeBron.
I just love it. No back down, just... Yeah. No need for sign language. We know exactly what he's saying.
Yeah. I love it. I love that guy. I've got him on... I got him in a pack on 2K.
Yeah.
My team pack. That's really rad. I love him. I just thought, now I've got to just hammer LeBron with him.
Series tied? Well, yeah, it's going to be a tough one, this Cleveland-Chicago. But like I said, I can't see this series finishing anything short of 7 games.
And I'm going for the Bulls. Bulls to win that Game 7.
Shall we move to the West?
Yes, let's.
The Western Conference. The Los Angeles Clippers versus Houston Rockets. Clippers. Woo, leading this series 3-1. That Game 4 was unbelievable. That game was over by halftime. maybe a little bit over halftime, but just about. And my goodness, this Houston team is falling apart.
Mate, I said to you, they miss Patrick Beverley. He's their
He's their glue.
He's their glue guy. He's their Buck Williams. He's a prick. He's got mongrel.
Dude, I didn't think they'd fall apart this quickly like this. Like, I thought they'd have a little bit of fight in them. Like, I really don't understand. Like, the Clippers fans are in Dwight Howard's head right now.
Didn't he challenge a Lakers fan who was there at the game to come down here?
He did. Come down on the court.
I'll tell you now, Dwight, you don't want any of us, mate.
We'll take pieces out of you. But, man, game four, what a blowout. What an absolute blowout.
James Harden, again. Okay, yeah, 21, 6 and 8. But when he plays like this, it puts doubts in my mind that he's going to perform in an NBA Finals as the main guy.
Where's the free throw attempts? Where's the slashing to the basket? There's been none of that, and I think some of it you can attribute to the defense the Clippers are putting on him. But even I've been so disappointed with his response to losing the MVP. Like, honestly, I thought that would put a little bit of fire in his belly, a little bit of I've got a bit of a point to prove now, and it's just been all LA. It really has. It hasn't even been close, especially that last game. I mean, they were night and day between each other.
Well, what was Dwight doing today? Like, but seriously, I mean, this guy—he started off so well. I mean, to do what he did today, it's just not good enough.
It's funny, right? Like, it just reminded me of his last game with the Lakers. You know, the team
exactly
that series against the Spurs. They really needed him to be the guy. Like, there was no Kobe. Kobe was out injured. They really needed the guy. And what does he do? He goes and gets himself tossed. And then the same thing. Like, Harden wasn't doing it, wasn't getting it done. Griffin was just having his way. DJ was more of a factor than Dwight Howard.
You know what I noticed pre-game? I think it might have been game one or two. I think it was game one. They showed Dwight shooting around. Like, it wasn't actually shooting around. I think it was warm-ups. And he's laughing and carrying on and this and that. And it's like,
He's not locked in.
That was that corny, but where's the game face?
He's not locked in.
Oh, fuck. You're right, as much as I want to kill you for saying it. you're right. He's not locked in. You're 30 years old, been in the league for, 12 years. Where is the game face in saying, I'm focused. Just focus, concentrate. It's not there still. Will it ever be there?
As much as we're a league-orientated NBA now, I honestly believe when a big guy takes over a game, it just changes everything. Like, it just changes the course and the flow of the game. And he definitely has the ability to do it. It's just between the ears, like you say. It's just really between the ears. And I mean, I don't know. You know what? I actually was thinking about it today, and I was actually thinking, I think he is hurting Houston right now. You might as well take him out, because look at how Harden was playing with Dwight out. He was playing at an MVP level. You're not even getting that now.
You know, the only time I've seen Dwight really engaged and focused is in the 09 playoffs when he absolutely dominated. Since then, you just don't see it. And when I see him arsing around during the warm-up, to me, if I'm Kevin McHale, I'm looking at that going, this guy ain't switched on. It's, I don't know. You take it seriously. I mean, I'm sure he does, but it just... I don't know. It's frustrating because he should be dominating it. He's in his prime.
Yep. I tell you, the one saving face for Houston, in my opinion anyway, has been Trevor Ariza.
Well, you know how much I love Trevor.
He's been playing great. He's like, Brewer's been okay on and off, but Ariza's been good all series. And he had a great game four against the Clips, but they needed a little bit more than that because... I don't know. I'm really surprised, you know, since that Spurs series, it really feels like they've turned a corner. And I'm actually, like, a little bit scared that a Clippers good enough to win this whole damn thing?
You know, it's funny. I was asked that question today.
It's like that whole, I mean, it's not the same, but you'll get it. You know, when the Bulls finally beat Detroit. You know, they finally got past that mental lapse that held them back for so long. Is it the same thing now with the Clippers? Like, have they finally, they've finally gotten past the Spurs?
No.
Have they turned that corner?
I actually said today, if they win the title, it reminds me more of the 06 Heat team, where no one, like, yeah, they're up there, and even though they only won 52 games, but they're up there, but you never really thought they'd win it. They're just playing really good ball at the right time of the year, which is what I always say.
It's so funny, though, because they seem such a depleted team, really.
It helps when Blake Griffin is just awesome into this franchise guy, go-to guy. Dude,
he was so impressive in that last game. Oh, my God.
Man, Redick's just found the stroke since I bagged the shit out of him. Turkoglu's given him nothing. My God, how fat is he now? Oh, what is he doing? too many. Where's he from?
Falafels. I'll take Turkoglu over Spencer Hawes any day of the week.
No way.
Hate Spencer Hawes.
He's a contract guy.
Oh, boy.
But that's what it is. And even guys like Matt Barnes are doing the job. Like, where was this Matt Barnes years ago? It's crazy. It just seems to be coming together. Like, things seem to be going their way. They're getting the rub. And, yeah, it's going to be real interesting. And you know what DeAndre Jordan did today, 26 and 17? That's what Dwight should be doing most nights.
Well, if not more, I'd argue.
Well, he's definitely got it in him, but let's just start off slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
I think Blake blossoming is just putting this team, more might put this team over the edge. Get them over the hump.
They're 3-1 right now. Do you think Clippers close it out next game? Do you think they've just got that mental edge over them now? Or you think Houston come back and win one? And I just think Doc's got them locked in. I think they're closing this out. I think it's going to be a 4-1.
You really think they're closing in the next game?
I honestly do. I just think they've got the mental edge. And
I'm going to say Dwight comes out as a good one. I reckon Rockets get the next one, the Clippers get the next one.
A good one? One free throw? Or
one good quarter? He'll have a good game. I think he'll want to make up for what he put out there today.
I don't know. He hasn't exactly answered the call in the past, though.
Well, his first few games were pretty good in this series.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Clippers have taken the edge and just taken them straight out of this game. I don't see Houston playing as bad as what they did in game four, but I just don't see them bouncing back from it either.
But hey, man, they look good. They're playing good ball at the right time of the year.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the final game. Well, the final series, I should say. Golden State versus Memphis. Series tied 2-2. I felt like it was Space Jam in game three, Vince. I honestly felt like it was Space Jam. I thought the Monstars had come down and zapped all the powers from Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Thank God they turned up today. Well, not thank God. My Grizzlies lost, but still. man, it is great to have Conley back on that floor.
You know, I didn't think he'd make an appearance this playoffs, this series, because that's why I picked you guys to just crumble.
Yeah.
But as Conley goes, mate, so goes this team. So, and you know what? Give us people, because we've had Conley in our top 10 point guard list for a few years now.
We don't get respect.
And probably there's good reason for that. But
we do talk a lot of gibberish in between that.
We got that one right.
Yeah, give us one. We got that one. Give us one, guys.
you're a rabble without him.
Yeah, well, look, my serious predictions. I've got Memphis coming out of this series, but as we talked in the last show, no Conley, no chance. I just don't see it. Like, but he's come back, man. He's doing it tough though. His injuries have all piled up on him, and if you've been watching the games, you've probably heard 1,000 times the commentators mentioning that how the medicine he's on actually makes him sick as well. So he's hanging in there, and I think today's game four was actually kind of the hangover from it all. Like, you had the high of him coming back in Golden State, and they shook him and stole a game. Then you had game three where Memphis just shook him. But I think today, I think the fatigue factor for Conley, I think it was a little bit evident today. But Warriors today, game four, they just find their stroke. And Steph Curry, I don't know. Actually, talk about fatigue. I kind of feel like watching this series that Steph Curry looks tired. I don't know if it's that or especially end of game three, like he's missing shots. Just the dropping of the head, like the lack of confidence.
You reckon he lack a bit of confidence?
I do. I honestly do. Even today, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, shots were starting to fall for him, so the confidence picking back up. But yeah, definitely.
But that's the thing with teams that rely on the three so much. When they're not dropping, they can look really bad. So, and I don't buy this baloney that, you know, oh, he's feeling a bit more pressure since he got the MVP. I mean, Jesus Christ, you think that's the case? I don't think so at all.
I think he's gone up against a good team. I think that's a big part of this as well.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you guys play really good D.
And Tony Allen has just, the last two games, has really stepped it up. Like, Tony Allen's been playing great D all year, but, man, he really took the challenge of guarding Steph and Klay Thompson and first-team defense.
As Joe would say, yes, sir. one thing I loved what the Grizz did is just Randolph punishing him inside. Oh,
man, he's so good.
He's
so good,
Vince. There were some shots I'm thinking, you can't be getting that off. You can't jump over a bloody jam tin lid. How does he get it off? I don't understand.
If you want a bit of a laugh, watch like towards the end of today's game. And he had like a mini little fast break. I mean, he was fast enough to beat David Lee to the cup, but I don't know if you'd be fast enough to beat anyone else.
Just keeps getting the job done, though, doesn't he? I mean, okay, today he's got smashed a bit, but is it Dave Yeager?
Yeah.
You
can call him Yeager Shots if you want.
No, I'll pass. you just want Gasol and Randolph to bruise the Warriors. I think I know the Warriors are going to take 400 threes, but you can really punish them inside. I don't think there's nothing really apart from Bogut. I mean, Barnes.
Man, I tell you what it is. Golden State are going to win this series if they get production. I mean, yeah, okay, today the shot was falling for them, which was great. But the difference between today's scoreline and the previous games is they got production from Iggy, which we've been screaming about for weeks.
Yeah.
David Lee gave him a little bit of something today.
Yeah.
Well, whatever he's got left in the tank. And Bogut played all right as well. Bogut had some decent possessions. Grizzlies know that they can't just rely on their defense. Like, the offense has got to come. Jaeger Shots today, he said that, you know, this team, Memphis can't rely on their defense. They're going to have to break 100 points to beat this team once in this series, at least.
Yep, and I think it starts with Randolph and Gasol going inside a lot.
See, I think that's the thing. Memphis, they've got to play that inside-outside, which they've been doing. Someone else needs to step up.
Well, Carter needs to hit shots.
If you look at the numbers for Zebo and Gasol, like, they've been pretty consistent over this whole series. It's those extra pieces. It's why I've been screaming about Jeff Green, you know, Courtney Lee, Carter to an extent. They've got to hit their shots.
Well, Carter's, you know, they got Carter to add that scoring off the bench. He's got to do his job. Jeff Green, more so. Than Vince Carter. I mean, he's younger.
I just want one game out of Jeff Green this series.
Can Jeff Green just drop 25 one playoff game?
It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
It would be. You're still going to lose the series, but we'll have to see. I got asked that question again, so I've got a mate at work who just loves talking hoops, but he asked me the same question. He goes, oh, I don't reckon Golden State will get past it. Mate, it might go to seven, but they're getting past.
Nah, I think Memphis got this. If Conley's back, and I think he's...
You are a fool. There's no way. It'll go to seven.
Slap it?
Nah.
Put your palm where your face is, buddy.
Hey, don't talk to me like you talk to Anderson.
That's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah, no, it's going seven.
Mate. I think Memphis is taking
it. I think you'll give it. Look, be satisfied you gave him a good run. Okay.
I think it'd only be fitting if we saw a Grizzlies Clippers Western Conference Finals. The grudge match between those two would be amazing.
Wow.
It would be amazing, Vince.
It would be.
They hate each other.
They do. That might get Randolph's juices flowing even more.
Dude, Blake or Zeebo is getting ejected from that series, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what, Bogan would have his work cut out for him.
And Blake's done a really good job thus far this season of not punching anyone. That could be the series that breaks it.
Actually, the Draymond Green-Griffin matchup would be fun to watch.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. No love lost either way.
No.
I still feel like Grizzlies are a little bit underrated.
Yeah, look, they probably are. I just don't think you can get past this. Golden State team's too good.
Okay. You think?
And you guys are a really good team as well, but you're just not as good as Golden State.
I beg to differ.
Well, you would, because any team.
Well, I think it's that time again. Jersey Worthy. Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week, Vince?
We're not worthy. I would love to hear yours first because mine just escaped me for a moment.
I am going to make an apology for my Jersey Worthy and hand my apology to Austin Rivers.
Oh, you can't do that.
I can't?
No.
He's played pretty good, man.
Oh, stiff. You can't.
I've got to apologise. We've called him out so many times. We've made fun of him. My only thing is, can we please get off the coach's son topic already? It's driving me out the wall. We get it. We get it, guys. ESPN, we get it. CBS, we get it.
I think that's a shit jersey, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to give it to Blake, but then I was thinking about it. I was like, well, I think Austin Rivers deserves a little salute.
No, it doesn't. He doesn't.
Who's your Jersey Worthy?
Two good games, mate. My Jersey Worthy, I'm going to give it to the truth. Because he's doing exactly what the Wiz got him to do.
All right, I'm going
to
jump on the bandwagon with that one.
There's no simpler way to put it. It's a better way to put it. He's doing what they've got him to do, and it's good to see him turn back the clock a bit. I mean, today he just played so well, and I think he's up and about. I think the competitive juices are flowing. He's enjoying being back in the playoffs. And, you know, I think he's having that one last good run.
Hmm.
I
think he'll play another 2 years, to be honest.
Or he's got one more in him. Yeah, I think one more year like this he's got in him. And that's it, I think. Hmm. I think he'll definitely come back. He's playing well enough to.
I actually considered buying a Paul Pierce Washington jersey today.
Pass. That would be awesome.
Passed through my head. I was like, ooh, that'd be tidy. That'd be a tidy pick.
Where did you see those?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. It's like, that'd be a cool jersey.
Do you have any Grizz jerseys?
I don't.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Blasphemy, right?
Well, how do you support a team? Oh, no, I haven't got any jerseys.
Well, I've got plenty of Grizzly stuff, but it's all Vancouver stuff. We've had this conversation.
Collectibles.
We've done this.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, when you have winners, Vince, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets the Brain Fart?
Oh, that's easy. Dopey Dwight Howard.
Oh, softer than warm butter.
How do you come up with this crap? Yeah, something like that. We all know why.
I mean, hold on to that one for a while.
I don't know what you and Ennis use in the boudoir, mate, but I think we're getting just a quick snippet of what goes on in there. Just get the warm butter, Ennis.
Why does he sound like Kermit the Frog always? Why do you always put that voice on? That's scary.
Where are you putting that butter?
Jesus, sick, man. What's wrong with you?
Jeez. I do hear you better when you butted. So. That's the word on Twitter anyway.
That's so wrong. I can't believe it's not butter.
It smells like bacon. I can't believe it's not butter.
Wow. That went downhill quick.
Mate, that's majorly downhill.
Well, you can catch more of the madness at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, The Courtside Podcast, available on iTunes and Podomatic. We're available on Twitter at CRTSDE. Vince?
I am at VINROK44, and I don't have Instagram because what's the point?
And I'm on Instagram at CRTSDE. Also, guys, through the week, If you want to get your questions on the show, please head down to our Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, where they're regularly talking about all the latest trends and topics and going downs as they happen.
We need more girls on the page.
Do we really?
Fair.
Do we?
And more Lakers talk.
Do we?
It's either one or the other, mate.
All right, we'll talk more girls. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball!